29, John Porter, seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the east side of Sharptown Road and the west side of Hastings Drive. The 911 address is 9248 Sharptown Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 432, Map 8.14, Parcel 7. They're seeking a 1.8-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling, a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for the existing dwelling, a 9.4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for an existing deck, and a 9.6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for existing deck, a 9.4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for existing above-ground pool, a 2.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing shed, a 3.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing shed, a 1.9-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing shed. We have 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm actually going to recuse myself. I actually live a couple houses down from Mr. Porter, so.
That's 8. That totaled 8 variances,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it was 8, correct.
Oops.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Porter, 9248 Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Brooke Harrison Porter, 9248 Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We bought the property in 2006. The sheds that are on the property have been there since we moved. They're off to the right. When the constable come, we have a new neighbor on lot 97. When the constable came for the pool that's in place with the deck, he stated that the buildings weren't permitted. But I have a record from Sussex County where the buildings were permitted back in 99. We bought the property in 2006. I don't know why. There's no record of them being permitted, but this is showing that they were, so I'm not sure about that. So he told me I had to get everything re-permitted. So where the buildings are, they're close to the property line. The one building is 2.1 feet. The other one's 3.1 feet from the property line. The pool's been there off and on because it's a Walmart pool.
It's a temporary seasonal pool.
It's been there since, I believe it was 2016, 2017. And then I did build a deck around it. That's my fault. I built a deck around it, and there is a patio, per se, off the back of the house that is 6 inches off the ground that goes up next to the privacy fence that's installed that runs across the property and down the property line. Because lot 97 in my lot, the distance from house to house is less than 10 feet. So, and where the septic on the survey that I turned in, where the septic's at, is 3 foot off of the pool toward the backyard. And then my reserve septic is just behind the shed in the front driveway. And then the drain field is out just to the west side of the carport. So where the pool is pretty much, you mean?
The only available space.
And then there's a 6 foot privacy fence that the pool sits next to.
That was requested by the new neighbor that we supplied.
And then we do have letters from neighbors. I talked to Mrs. Norwood the other day, and it was after Veterans Day, and I didn't. So I do have them if you like them.
We will take those.
Thank you.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Questions for this couple?
Perhaps I could help navigate some of these waters, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Please do.
So, Mr. Porter and Ms. Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
Get that right. We've got 8 different variances. So So there's different structures involved here that have to be addressed in this variance request. And I want to make sure I understand what was on the property when you bought it, how long it's been there, and what you put on it.
Okay.
So we're going to start at the top. The dwelling that's on the property, there's two variances needed for that. Was that dwelling there when you purchased the property?
Yes.
How long has that dwelling been there?
Since 1940-something.
Any complaints that you know about it?
No.
None.
And I see
the actual dwelling that you're speaking of is the garage to the west side of the property, which butts up to lot 8. And it was actually 1940-ish.
And I see there's some steps off the front of that, which I presume, Ms. Norwood, even have you included that in the variance? Because that would appear to be another ninth one that we would need.
No, there's no steps off of that one.
I'm looking at the dwelling off of Sharptown. The dwelling off of Sharptown is 38.2 feet from Sharptown Road. It's supposed to be 40 feet. And then there appears to be three or four steps off of that.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You're talking about the actual house?
The actual house, yeah.
Huh? The house has been there since the 40s?
Yeah, 1940 it was built.
And there's been no complaints about the house?
No.
Okay. And then there's a deck to the rear of the house. And when I say rear, I'm looking at it, Sharptown being
you're
the front.
You're looking at it toward Hastings Drive as
yeah,
the rear.
So through lot, so we got, it's not really a rear, but.
Right.
So your deck that is off of that, when was that constructed?
It says here that Arthur Dukes applied for a permit on March 18th, 1999. And then again on August 4th of 99, and then August 4th of 99 for a detached shed deck and then a deck, S44, lot 7447.
Well, it appears there's two different decks. There's one that projects off, this looks to be the center of the dwelling, mm-hmm. and then there appears to be a deck that goes to this pool.
So the
one that needs the variances is the deck going to the pool.
Correct.
The upper deck. The bottom deck is just basically a patio that's less than 6 inches off the ground.
Okay, and that's off the house?
Yes.
It's not attached to the house. It sits on the ground. Right. Yes, it is off the back of the house.
But the deck that we have in it, that, you know, is the one that the, and
it's
Ms. Norwood, if I'm wrong on this, it's the one around the pool. When was that one built?
2 years.
Yes.
2 years ago.
And you said
maybe
there was,
last year.
No, it was 2 years.
So 2019?
Yes.
And there was no.
No, was it 20?
I think it was 20.
It was 20.
Right. Yeah, there was no permit pool for that.
And who built it?
Me and some friends.
And why didn't you get a permit?
Not sure.
Did you think to consult the county and see if you were able to do it?
Well, I didn't think anything about it because it was a temporary pool. So I didn't think it just didn't process. Because I knew the other one had to be, you mean, it had to be below 6 foot. I mean, 6 inches. And then the pool, I didn't know that I had to get permitted because it's a temporary pool.
But you're building a permanent structure.
Yeah, but the pool was, yes, but the pool would still come down.
And then when did, you said the pool went up in 2016, 2017?
Somewhere around there.
I forgot to ask, we do have some documents in the record. Have there been specific complaints about the pool and deck?
Yes. Well, not to us, to the county.
Now these sheds that we've got, there's three of them. There's two that appear to be behind the pool and they need variances, and then there's another shed on the other side of the lot that also needs a variance. When were those sheds put on the property?
I'm not sure when those two sheds were put on the property. When we bought the property in 2006, those sheds were already there.
The ones behind the pool?
The one behind the pool, and then the one off to the west side of the house. Like I said, it was probably 40s or 50s when that shed was built.
The sheds were permitted and put in on August 4th of 1999. The two On the east side of the property.
Well, I mean, that's what this says, but the county says they don't have, there was never any permits.
That came from.
Well, just because someone pulls a permit doesn't necessarily mean it was built. So there's a process where somebody would have an inspector come out, we get a certificate of compliance.
Well, no, they're portable.
They're portable sheds. They're not permanent.
The only one that's permanent is the one on the west side.
Can you move them into compliance? They're portable.
Well, yeah, I could, but.
The septic's there.
But, and then we bought it like that, and you mean our attorney, they did all the paperwork, you mean at closing, and nobody said anything about it.
And we haven't moved them. We bought them existing. And the neighbor that is requesting us to get the variance bought her, that property adjacent to us with them existing.
I don't know if this spurs any questions that the board has, but I just wanted to try to get a little background on the structures, so I'll turn it over to the board.
For clarification, there's six that were existing and three that were not.
Technically, yes. The pool and the deck and technically the patio.
And did we decide if the steps going towards Sharptown Road require a variance?
We may need to include them. I just took the number, the 38.2, but okay. Without the
steps. Yeah, the steps going from or towards Sharptown Road are concrete attached to the foundation.
How many steps are there? Looks like three.
Three.
About a foot each.
Give or take, yes.
No landing or anything, it's just steps?
No, there's a landing and there's a, you can kind of see there's a sidewalk that goes from the driveway up to it.
Mm-hmm. Sir, I want to ask a little bit more about these decks. It sort of looks to me like you're collectively these decks sort of have like three levels. Am I
yes.
Getting that right?
You're absolutely
yes.
Right.
So you walk from the house up to one level and then you can walk down towards the neighbor down onto the ground basically.
Yes. Yep.
And then you can walk up to this new deck that you created around the temporary pool.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm understanding. The deck that you first walk out to in the center appears to me to be in compliance. And then the next one you walk down to on the ground would also be in compliance because it's on the ground. It's the one that you built up around the pool that's not in compliance.
Correct.
Okay. About these sheds, do any of these sheds have a foundation or a concrete slab or anything underneath of them?
No.
So they're literally just sitting on the ground?
Yeah, well, sitting on cinder blocks, yes.
On cinder blocks,
two
okay.
of them are the front,
yes.
the front building
behind
has.
The two behind the building are portable. The one in the front driveway has concrete and it's like, I guess how they did, they poured, put the post in and poured the whole floor around them.
And the one shed closest to the house that's behind the pool does have a cement.
Found, there's a cement patio.
They built, they put, he poured cement and put cement in the ground and then sat the shed on top of it. So it's not in the cement, but it's sitting on its
sitting
own
on a pad.
Cement
yes.
little pad.
Okay.
So if you moved it, you still have the cement pad there.
Yes.
And in order to move it, you would have to get a shed mover to come in and move these sheds. They're not like on wheels or something.
Correct.
Yeah. No, technically, I don't know how you would do it because you can't drive across the green field or across the drain field.
Or the septic.
Or the septic.
And they put them in prior to putting in
the carport. We're assuming.
This carport also needs a variance, right?
No,
no
it was permanent.
No, it was permanent and it's done over.
Because they did a driveway and everything.
There's a lot to this. Ms. Norwood, what are the setbacks again on this one?
They'd have 40 feet from Sharptown and Hastings Drive property lines. The side yards would be 10 feet because of it being undersized, but the sheds and that carport, the size of those would allow them to be 5 feet from the property line on the side.
Okay, so the carport then is
the
in compliance.
Would
okay, all right.
So 5 feet?
5 feet is for the sheds. All three sheds and the carport. Is there a shed on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's 3 foot.
Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application?
Raise your hand. If you're in opposition, so we have you can count.
We have four.
Appears to be five.
Five. Would anyone like to speak?
Appears to be six.
You have six total? If you would please be seated in the front. Whoever would like to speak, if you would, one at a time. Or there could be a representative from the group.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Angela Givens, 9252 Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware.
David Spaulding, 234 West 7th Street in Laurel, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'll go ahead and start for, I'm a friend. I do a lot of work on her home, help maintain. She takes care of her grandchildren, had her son living with her, and on many a times I come over. So what you don't see is, or what you haven't been told, is the privacy fence was actually constructed after the fact. She had a wooden fence that had some stuff there that was on her property line, well, on her property. I actually was over the day after this was changed. She was not asked permission. Her fence was tore up, and this new fence was put in. As far as I know, the pole's been changed twice over the last year. The deck constructed, there's a lot of hostility between the properties, more from one side more than the other, with arguing about a dog. So this fence that was built on her property, her dog has to stay chained up in her property because the neighbor's dog comes against the fence as well. So I don't know if that was the reason why the fence was changed, but there was no permission. As you see, she's very upset already. Imagine when I got there and that happened. She was worried. I actually had to put in the line to be able to hold her dog because this was an issue. Because I think there was something threatening to harm the dog. There's also video of the neighbors yelling at her son with the dog. There's a lot of commotion on this back deck. I've been there at night.
Sir,
when.
All right, and I do want to get into some of this, but I also want to make it clear on a couple points, just because we're focused on the structures that we discussed just a minute ago, the sheds, the house, the deck.
Correct. The pool. So these.
And the fence is not the issue before the board today.
Okay.
Where there's no variance requested for the fence. And if there's, and we're not going to get into a neighbor dispute.
Okay.
If this is what sounds like it may exist. If there's a dispute over, you know, somebody, either a fence that encroaches on a neighboring property or who's got a right to a fence, this board is not the jurisdictional
okay.
body for that.
Understood.
What we would like to hear are comments that are particular to those structures that are, the variances are needed, which are the three sheds, the dwelling, the deck, and the pool. So
okay.
any if we could kind of tailor
so
it to
the
that,
deck,
it'd be great.
The deck overlooks the property, even with the fence there.
I don't
there.
Think you have these pictures.
We got a packet of some of these
okay.
that were submitted today.
So the deck overlooks her property, and anytime there's any kind of party, which there's quite a few, there's no privacy. The second floor deck, you can see right over. Obviously, if there was a permit for it, there's nothing to be done. I understand. Basically what it seems like is it's a legal way to be able to take someone's property because there was a driveway put in that covered the property marker as well. And I actually saw the property marker before it was covered and then saw it after it was covered because I was asked to come over if I remembered where it was. It just, these are really close to her property. I mean, like, they're rubbing on this fence. It almost looks like it's on her property. We were trying to figure out what we could do to get somebody to look at it. And it's, they're very close.
So I had it surveyed, and I'm not sure if you have a copy of the survey.
We have, like I said, there's a packet here of documentation that was given to us. There appear to be emails. There is a survey that appears to be for lands of Angela Givens dated December 17, 2020.
Okay. So the pool and the pool deck, because they're not within code, it presses on the white privacy fence that is currently there that was purchased by John Porter. Prior to that white privacy fence being put there, the fence that was there is the one that it was a, I don't know if you have this picture, like a small 4-foot white fence that's on my property, and that fence came with my home when I bought my home. And so John did, and his daughter, Rachel, did tell me one evening, hey, we're gonna put up a privacy fence. So I thought, oh, that's cool. But I didn't realize they were gonna take my fence up and throw it away. I visualized, I guess it being like how you see neighbors, you know, fences like that. So then that's what happened. They took my fence up and they disposed of it and they put the privacy fence there. And then the pool and the pool deck that towers over the 6-foot fence, when there's gatherings or parties, because it's not in the code and setback, it's so close that it violates my privacy. And when there are a lot of people there, there's, because of the deck is, because the deck is like that, it lent way to harassment, because they're towering above me, so I don't want to go outside. So that's why I'm not in agreement with that staying there, or the pool staying any closer than it is supposed to be to my property line. And I have almost every, like a lot of audio of them yelling and cursing at me and calling me names, but I have a small snippet of what it's like to be there with them up on the deck. There have been times where, you know, I've called my son from Salisbury to let the dogs out, literally, because I'm not walking outside when they're yelling at me or they're angry. A lot of the tension started in July of 2020, right after they built this deck. They had a very large 4th of July party. And at that time, I mostly had communication with their daughter, Rachel. She was kind of our go-between, but we would text if, you know, like if I needed to move my car, there was a storm one time, and Matt had a tower that was falling, stuff like that. So I had texted Rachel and asked for her parents' number because I wanted to ask about kind of quieting down. And then I called the in-town police department because I know I'm out of town, but I'm not gonna, like, I didn't, it's not like a 911 thing. So I called in-town and I was like, hey, I'm out of town, but is there a such thing as an out-of-town noise ordinance? Because if there was, I thought, okay, well, you know, I have that on my side, that can be enforced. And they just said, well, we'll patch you through, you know, to county. But what I didn't realize was that what's going to happen was the state police came. Sorry, I'm so. And they were very angry that the state police came. But nothing happened to them. There was like they're not in trouble because there wasn't like a noise ordinance, is what the officer said. So it quieted down for a second when they came. And But then when he left, they turned up the music a lot louder and a lot of harassment started. And I have audio of my house being threatened to be burned down and lots of vulgar language. And almost any time I was outside after that, I would be harassed, or it was very hard to have family time outside. Like my daughter came over one time, and so my daughter was sitting. So if you have a random picture, like, I don't know if you have this one, but if you have it, like, and this patio wasn't there yet, so, but my daughter came outside and she sat on my step right here. But because their deck is above, so if they're just sitting on their deck, you know, even if they're just sitting there enjoying their coffee, and their dog is up on the deck, which the dog is up on the deck a lot if they are, because, you know, their dog walk goes where they go. So whenever that happens, if my dog comes outside, you know, the dog one's here, and then my dog's on the ground, and there's barking and stuff. So my daughter came to visit, and she came outside with her dog, who she brought to visit. And their dog sees my daughter's dog, and their dog starts barking. And at this time, it was Brooke, who was outside on the deck, and she was talking to her dog, and she's like, oh, you know, what's wrong? Do you, I mean, there's profanity, so she's like, you know, what's wrong? Do you sense a-hole over there? I know, honey, it's, you know, there's a-hole over there, you know. So my daughter left. And there are a lot of situations, like I could tell you stories and you could listen to audio for so long you would fall asleep. One of my friends that is here tonight, we were sitting in my porch right here. Her and I were sitting in my home on my porch, and we had started laughing pretty hysterically. But because they were outside on their deck above me and closer to me, they could hear me laughing. And there were several people over there, so sometimes their friends get involved with the harassment. And somebody had said, oh, listen to her over there being so loud, and they were screaming, and somebody said, who? And somebody's like, her, Angie, over there being so loud, we can't even talk, you know. Next thing I know, I'm whispering to my friend in my home. But they did that because they heard me laughing, and they're angry because I called them, I said they were loud, with the parties and all of that. So then they took the opportunity to, you know, jab and harass at me. And there's just, there's tons. So that's why them being that close and that much higher over me is not agreeable with me. And it has, I mean, there's no hiding it once I got up here and couldn't keep myself together. But I visualized this and visualized not being able to keep myself together, and the sneers or the Facebook comments that people will screenshot me later about how I was tonight. I get screenshots of Snapchats that they or their friends or their daughter have sent out calling me names. But it has affected my mental health. It's not enjoyable to, you know, be outside and try to have fun and enjoy your own family. So I don't want the variance approved because of that.
Okay, does that complete your statement?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If I may, I do have a question, because we have the variances for the pool and the deck. We also have them for the house and the sheds. Do you have, it seems to me your testimony was focused solely on the deck and the pool.
The sheds, the deck and the pool, whatever is in my, so I had my property surveyed by Atkins, Steve Atkins Surveying LLC, and the, actually the corner, our corner marker that marks out the corner of our property, is, I mean, he just about, he parks on it because it's actually in the paved driveway. So if I wanted to put a stake on that coin and a stake on the front, I want to be able to walk a string down my, down that line and properly put a fence in code on that line. Anything that's in my way of that, I'm in not agreement with. But well, I can't do that because all of their stuff is 14 inches over. So it's a long, skinny property. So when you get to the pool and the fence, it's 14 inches over on my property. But keep in mind that that was my fence.
So the survey that you presented to us shows a fence that is 1.4 feet on your property.
14. Did I say 14 inches? I didn't say 14 feet, did I?
No, okay, no, yeah. You said 14 inches. But the, it says 1.4 feet on the survey.
Okay, it's 12, 13, 14. However many inches that is.
The issue that we have as a board is not the fence. It's the sheds, the house, the pool, the deck.
Wherever the sheds and the shed, pool the and shed. The deck are supposed to be within code is where I am in favor of having them.
Okay. How long have you owned your property?
September of 2019, I bought the property.
Okay. And the testimony that we had was that one of those sheds on the other side had been there since the 40s, and the other sheds have been there since roughly 99, and the house had been there since the 40s. And I guess what I'm hearing from you is you object to the location of the sheds on the east side of their property, but the others you do not object to?
Is that these sheds?
Yes. Yeah, those would be on the east side of their property.
And they are supposed to be further away from the property line?
Yeah, the one closest to the pool is 2.2 feet, and it's supposed to be 5. The other shed is 1.9 feet, and it's supposed to be 5.
Yes, those, and then there's the pool, but the deck isn't there yet. Is their home, their actual home, that was built, if it's not like as far away from the road, that is not protected, and I don't have an opposition.
Okay.
I don't know what they would do about that.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Ma'am, sorry. I'm looking at the survey that you submitted. It seems to show that the fence encroaches on the property, but I'm not seeing anywhere that the sheds encroach on your property.
I don't believe they do. I believe they are not in setback, however far away they're supposed to be, is from my understanding.
I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Matt, so if she wanted to, this moves further and she's able to move that fence, because the fence is not her, she does not own it, it is not on her, it's on her property, and she wanted to move it back to the line, wouldn't that create an issue with the sheds being there? Because when you start looking at the roofs and stuff like that, the roofs would possibly, with gable or with the ends, come over onto her property, so she couldn't essentially put a privacy fence down that line in future.
We don't have anything that shows those sheds as being over the property.
No, not the sheds, the fence. So if she, so if the fence is setting 14 inches on her property,
we're not
understood. But she wants to move the fence to where it needs to go for future.
Again, we're not going to get into that. That is not the issue.
The sheds aren't on her property, but they could cause an issue further if it does want to be moved. Now, I understand that the sheds have been there for a long time. So say in the future, this goes to another court, another issue. The fence is on her property. It's not supposed to be there. She didn't buy it. It's not her. She wants it on the property line. Not saying that you guys are doing that. Would the sheds be in the way? What's the code to be able
the
to
sheds,
have
a- The sheds on the survey that we show do not show them on the property line. They do not show them on your, on-
They're 2 feet from the property line.
That they are 2 feet from the property line, which means they are entirely on the applicant's property line.
Okay, so-
In theory, if you were to, if that fence was to be removed and placed on the property line-
It would still be fine.
It would be fine. That would not impede, based on the record we have before us, would not impede the ability to have a fence put there.
Okay.
It's not an encroaching over your, it's encroaching into the setback.
Okay.
So that is the kind of the distinction.
Okay. So. Understood.
Yep.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Is there anyone else who had raised their hand that would like to speak? Do they have anything to add? Operator?
At this time, no one has joined the conference line.
Thank you. If you wanted to come up.
So, all these property locations drive up front, there's concrete markers everywhere because that's where Hallie did it. Back on Hastings Drive, this driveway's been here, I don't know how long it's been there. They put a survey stake in the driveway. That's just how they do it. That's how the driveway is. You know what I mean? So what she's talking about is we crossed over a property line. I had the driveway seal coated just this last spring, and there was a stake that the seal coater put over there, and she had a fix. It was on her property. And all it was just a caution tape. You mean for the seal good to dry?
It was dry. A piece
now,
of wood.
Now this fence that we're speaking of, Sarah Ellis owned this house from 1940 until she passed away. And then Nate and Kelsey Stealth bought it. And we lived there when Sarah Ellis lived there. She installed that fence. That fence was falling down at one time. I went and bought lumber, fixed her fence for her. Nate and Kelsey bought that property. That fence was there. When Angie bought the property, she had said something about having a privacy fence. There's text messages. I mean, we got.
Thought we were here
so
for variance.
We literally pulled the fence up and put in her privacy fence that she wanted it. I paid for her and put it right back in the same spot that the old fence was.
We paid for so many sections of it, and then she paid a person to put it in, and then she paid for like four more panels. After I communicated with her where we had purchased ours, so forth and so on, and then all of a sudden it came up about after it was already, the privacy fence was up, so forth and so on, we're trying to appease
this. Ma'am, the fence is
but
I understand what you, we're not here to talk about the fence. The fence
so,
is not before the
what
board.
What she's saying is she wants to put that fence that's there now on the property line, is what she's saying. So she wants to put it directly on the property line, although it was where it was when she bought the property. So now she wants us to move everything.
Well, sir, you know. I explained to her, we are not here about the fence. We are here about the structures that are on, and there were complaints that she raised in the record specific to the pool and the deck, and then she said she had objections to the deck, to the sheds that are located near her property.
We could take the deck down. I mean, I could destroy that deck, but it doesn't matter. Like, she's still going to hear us. From this house to this house is less than 10 feet. When we sit on this back deck, the original deck that was there,
how we get in and out of
she home. Has a camera with audio that sits right here. We can't even whisper without her knowing about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, she's talking about privacy. Like, even if this deck wasn't here, then, just speaking out loud, she's saying she doesn't want the privacy fence that I put up. So we'll take down the privacy fence. I'll take down that deck. We're still going to sit on this deck. We're still overlooking our property.
Our houses are literally less than 10 feet apart. And I've lived there a very long time, and I heard the very cheerful plea and all that, and I tried to sit very quietly, but our privacy has been completely encroached upon. And we don't have any privacy in our home. My husband and I can no longer sit on our back deck and enjoy a cup of coffee because we're under audio surveillance. Really, the children's swimming pool is the reason that I'm standing here. If it wasn't for my kids, I would, if it was just me and my husband at home and our kids were grown and gone, then I wouldn't even be standing here. It's literally a Walmart pool, and the only mistake we made was we put a deck. He built wood steps to go up to it. It's not even a deck. Like,
it's a deck.
It doesn't encircle the whole pool. Like, you can't walk the perimeter of the pool on this deck. It's literally three steps up and enough space for a couple chairs. That's all it is. It's a set of steps. That's it. And whether the deck's there or not.
Sir, question about the deck you built, the raised one that wraps around the pool.
Yes.
If you need to repair that or maintain it or anything, because it's so close to the property line, are you able to do that without trespassing on her property?
Yes, we did. When we built it, we weren't on her property.
Sorry?
When we built it, we didn't go on her property.
Okay, so you're able to build right up to the line without going on her property and maintain it and everything without any repairs that need to be done without going on her property?
Yep. All underneath is all sand, so I don't have to weed you back there. I don't have to do anything. And then we put metal stakes in to stop the dogs from digging underneath the fence. You mean, because there's a gap at the ground line. Yep. That deck was built without going on her property.
And is the same thing true of the two sheds that are about 2 feet off the property line? Are you able to maintain those without going on her property?
Yep, because at that fence, so we're not talking about the fence, but what I'm saying is the fence is here, okay? Where that fence is, there's about a foot and a half, so I can walk between that fence, you mean, and the shed. Now, if you want to get technical, if that fence is 1 foot, 4 inches on her property, then yes, I would be on her property if I walked in between my garage and her fence.
No more questions.
But then even if I move the sheds, so I got to watch where my feet are so I don't walk or step on a property.
Other questions?
You
good? All right, there are no further questions, so I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I make sure I have this straight of what we're talking about, two sheds on the east side of the property?
Correct. Well, no.
The front of the house?
Yes.
And the steps?
Yes.
What else are we talking about?
One shed on the west side of the property. I would call that a building because it's actually permanent. The raised deck and the pool.
So we are including the steps in this, or will that all be one? Will that
It'll be nine.
One, nine. So my understanding that three of these, or seven of these, or six of these were existing, and three of these are new variants. Okay. So I have the right to approve in part and deny in part.
Yep. Perhaps, if it's easier, because we do have a lot of different, different ones here, you could do a vote on each of the different structures. Or if you wanted to group the sheds on the east side and versus the west side, you could do it in different ways if that's easier for you as well. I know that gets a little complicated too. So,
could we do the existing as opposed to what has been built since?
You could do something where you could absolutely do that. you know, structures that were on the property when the applicant acquired the land, which would include the dwelling, the steps, and the sheds.
Mr. Sharp, I may need you to help me with this.
Okay.
But I move that in part, we approve part of case 1629 for Mr. Porter. I would like to approve the steps in the front of the house and the original shed that I believe is on the west side of the property, the older shed. Mr. Porter, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant.
Mr. Corman, before you go, and are you including the dwelling?
The dwelling and the steps.
The dwelling, the steps, and the original shed on the west side.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
That's fine. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variances represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Mr. Chairman, is this motion only dealing with the, it's not dealing with
not dealing with the other things.
Just, so we're just dealing with those.
Just dealing with those.
Okay, I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 1269 in part has been approved, in part been...
Well, no, we haven't voted on the other.
We haven't voted on the other.
Yeah, he's, I think Mr. Corman was simply just voting
on
those three items.
Yes.
And certainly the other items are...
Those three variances have been approved.
Correct. That would include the two sheds in the rear, the pool, and the deck. Two sheds on the east side, I should say, sorry.
I'm going to keep piecemeal on this, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make a motion that we deny the pool and the deck that wraps around the pool for case number 12629 for Mr. Porter, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reason. Those were created by the applicant, and so they're not able to be approved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12628 in part has been denied.
So what are we missing now?
Just the two sheds.
Two eastern sheds.
Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we approve the two sheds on the eastern side of the property. I believe they were pre-existing.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll
I'll withdraw my motion, and I'll make another one to deny the sheds on the eastern side of the property.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
And I vote nay, but with a vote of 3-1, with a vote of 3-1, case number 12628, been denied in part. That will cover.
It's been approved in part and denied in part.
That will cover all.
All the variances.
Thank you.
And just so we're clear, so the deck that wraps around the pool in the pool, so the lower deck that's on the ground is not in question, correct?
The deck that, the deck to the rear of the house, that.
That's 6 inches. It was not in question, correct?
I don't believe it was, Ms. Norwood. The issue is with the deck that was around the pool. That deck has been, that variance has been denied. The pool itself has been denied, and the variances for the two sheds on the east side that are portable have been denied. All the shed on the west side and the dwelling and the steps have been approved.
Now, the two sheds that were existing, and
we're not, we have to move them.
But them have, they were permitted when they were put there?
They have to be moved, or they will be non-conforming.
No, they won't be non-conforming. They will be non-compliant.
Compliant.
So I gotta get a crane quick.
We are going to take a 5-minute recess.